Let this medical center be a site of protection and healing for the people's physical bodies. Let this medical center be a site of protection and healing for the people's minds. Let this medical center be a site of protection and healing for the psychosocial selves of the Southeast people. Let this medical center
Mish Ken Hoyt guides over 200 attendees in blessing the newly completed medical center on Chaponsky Island. Elders and speakers are seated in rolling chairs stationed in front of the building's entrance. The rest of the attendees are packed like sardines behind them in the cool shade. A white ribbon with green and blue designs blocks the glass entrance, alongside the podium where Niche speaks from. For Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium CEO Charles Clement, the completed hospital is deeply meaningful.
I like to do, my board knows that. I was reflecting this morning, Lovey. And I actually got a little teary-eyed. You know, this is a pretty emotional thing for me. This has been a 10-year endeavor.
What's most exciting for many of the speakers and attendees about the new hospital is the ability for Sitkins and residents of surrounding villages to access necessary medical care closer to home. Amidst concerns over limited transportation between villages, Sitka Mayor Stephen Eisenbeiss addresses how the city plans to work with the hospital to resolve that.
We know that the ferry service is diminishing. We all see the effects on that. But on the plus side, the community of Sitka is investing heavily in their airport. So those citizens that need to get to health care from the larger planes can. And we're investing in a float plane base as well. So those from the smaller towns that don't have large plane access, they can fly in basically at the doorstep.
Surge took over the World War II era Mount Edgecombe Hospital in 1986 and has been the only hospital in Sitka since the closure of Sitka Community Hospital in 2019. The new facility was built with support from the Indian Health Service, a federal agency within the Department of Health that supports Native American and Alaska Native patients. The organization's deputy director, Ben Smith, says he's thrilled with the finished product.
The Mount Edgecombe Medical Center stands as a powerful example of self-determination and action, where partnership empowers local leadership to design and deliver care that is responsive, culturally grounded, and centered on patient families.
And now, it's time for the main event.
For you guys are going to have to choose your weapons over here. We got some scissors.
All right. Now, let's count this down. We're going to do this together, all right? It's going to be a 3-2-1, all right? So, 3-2-1.
Armed with their phones, documenting every moment, the wide-eyed attendees enter the new building for the first time, following the Sitka Kwan dance group and Gachahin dancers as they perform an entrance song. Bill Spivey is the administrator for the Mount Edgecombe Medical Center. He stands proudly as he looks up at the hospital's tall ceiling as visitors wander around the facility and photograph the famous Mount Edgecombe volcano seen through the glass walls. He says there are already set plans to bring in patients and medical staff.
Very excited that we're going to be bringing two pieces of the medical center here. We're going to bring our behavioral health team and our physical rehab team here to start on May 4th. So that will, for us, be the first patient day.
Spivey says that the rest of the facility will open on June 27th. In Sitka, I'm Ryan Cotter.